You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn, I said never. Here's a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself, because they never did. I wasn't with it, but just that very minute.
Truth Nation, get your tickets now for our first annual Truth Community Awards on Friday, February 28th, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Visit 1017thetruth.com to purchase your tickets today. They are only $25, which includes heavy appetizers, a drink, and a great time hanging out with our Truth family. Don't wait, because you don't want to miss out on the best community awards event of the year. Visit 1017thetruth.com to buy your tickets to our first annual Truth Community Awards at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 28th, starting at 5 p.m. Don't want to miss that. That's going to be dope. And again, recognizing the community people that are doing some things in our community that sometimes don't get recognized. This is The Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow. He is the legendary
Doc B. Shout out to Dame for having the lights in here look like 60th and Burleigh at that gas station. I'm yeah.
Like man, what, got what we got, Barada lights?
Yeah, okay. I mean,
MC.
There's rocks MC on the outside. Dame Elsie. Well, y'all had it in here like y'all.
Yeah, know, I didn't know what was going on. I never touched
it. Pause. He came in and said, pause.
I just flipped it's the panel. Sexy. I never ended up knowing that there were mood lights.
I walked in and it was, let me tell y'all something. I walked in the office. I walked in the booth today and it was like the lights was low. I expected to hear some Sade or something, some candles be lit. That was the mood being set. Venus, so I had to go to the light. Like, to I had to be like, why y'all got it so dark in here? So I had to go over there and turn it up a little bit, you know, and it's
turn the
brighter.
Lights on.
It's
Rico
brighter.
Love.
There were no TVs on or nothing in here. It was just.
Turn the lights on.
It was just.
I like it dark, man.
It was just mood music. Wait, up in
well,
here.
Well, if you like it, you should have told Ricky to turn on the lava lamp.
I like it dark.
Should have told Ricky to turn on the lava lamp. Hey, Ricky. Funny. Doc needs a lava lamp on. I'm
Martin Luther King. Yeah. See, I never mind gonna do it.
All right,
play with white.
Going to
play with little white girls. Black boys should play with little white girls. That's ain't Martin Luther King.
Huh? What?
Ain't that what Martin Luther King said?
What, Doc?
He said, "I want."
I don't think that's the quote.
He said, "I have a dream that little black boys will play with little white girls." And yeah.
I don't know if he. You might be taking it out of context.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
You know what? He's still working with
me. He about to get us canceled.
Yeah, pause. It's like,
we only got a week left.
Yeah, pause.
No Diddy, for
I don't
real.
Play, yeah, no, that's come what on, he was man. Living. They grown now. They grown now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, like for
that's,
real.
That's the sound we need for Doc B.
Right.
You shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't be worried about the IRS. You should be worried about the SVU. I thought you were my
LT said on the talk text line, friends and families always want a discount in my business, but Truth listeners never ask for one. So hashtag that part, hashtag facts. And that's all I'm saying. That we gotta learn what really supporting our own means.
I don't mind, but can you be a frequent flyer? They be asking right the first day. I mean, you going to be the lookout? I mean, people
right,
for the
right, yeah, absolutely.
Just people, yeah, I'm like, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, the first time? The
right,
first?
Right.
Can
right.
I get it? Can we get the punch card going?
Yeah, that part. That's the worst. You trying to sell something, and they're like, man, let me get that for a discount. Let me get a chop off.
Right.
That. Man, I'm trying to. What are you talking about? You the one that's supposed to be.
You gonna look out? Is you right. gonna look out? I thought you was looking out.
When they go to these other furniture stores that are big name brand furniture stores, they see that price tag on it, and that's what they know they gotta pay.
Yeah.
We get to hear, come on, man. I knew you could look out for a brother, man. You know,
right,
I'm a single mama, and you know, I got, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, yeah, well
you know,
I'm a mama, and I got kids too.
Let's put it on this
mean?
Level.
So what we gonna
everybody,
do?
I got child support.
You a DJ, Doc? You a DJ? Ricky, you a DJ? I'm an MC. We are in the nightlife. Everybody's always trying to get in someplace for free, and you like if I let all y'all in for free, that's money out of my pocket.
Absolutely.
So why would you?
That's why I never worked the door.
Come support me and not be like, let me get in.
I know.
For free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never worked the door.
So like when we used to do shows all the time, we had a rule. Do not stand by the door. Unless you collecting the money, get away from the door.
And even then.
Because if somebody calls you on your phone, don't answer. Don't. I'm. Hey, Dang. Nobody's calling me. You know, I don't hear that. Yeah. I got my back turned to it. You're going to have to pay, brother. Because everybody I wanted to get in free came with me.
What? If you're supposed to get in free, I swear I'm going to pay you back. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. But
that's
let's keep it moving. Yeah, I tell you what. I swear, if you were supposed to get in free, because you're going to end up spending 20 minutes talking to them and holding the line.
Absolutely.
And then once somebody see you, they're going to ear hustle. And once you let them in,
don't be prime time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Doc B, and Ricky, we've earned our prime time. And like Reggie, you know, we've earned our prime time entrance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you don't have the back door to enter, you got to come through the front where everybody else can see you.
Lord have mercy.
Blow, I know you got me.
People call me, they be, I'm like, hey, Homer Blow. I'll be like, I'm not Homer Blow.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not mad at you, but I still can't get you in. I'm Doc B, but I can't get you in.
Right, absolutely. Even though Doc B can, but I'm just saying, I'm not trying to go there. I'm just saying, hashtag that part, hashtag facts, hashtag you
learned
today.
Why you be shaking me? You've been shaking me since 85.
Listen, man. Well, then why are you asking the question?
Stop shaking me.
Why are you asking the question?
I thought it was a statute of limitations.
Asking me the question, knowing you knew the answer. Okay, I'm just saying. The power of BJ's and MC's.
Follow the statute of limitations on that.
We have a whole language. We could have a whole conversation, just lyrics and talk, and nobody else would understand except the four of us. We could just saying lyrics like you just did right there. We could do that. He do that.
Absolutely.
And nobody understand that they were speaking a different language.
You know what I did? And all y'all can relate to this because y'all are fathers. I tried to do what I know I can't do in front of company. Mm-hmm. So like I tried to do. I'm like, I know I can't really do it, but I'm like, hey, can I get some candy?
Yeah, right. You tried.
Okay, well, all right.
And which leads into the topic that we're going to be talking about right now. We're talking about two kids here in Milwaukee ODing on marijuana edibles. And this is a bigger issue. So when we're talking about marijuana edibles, as most people know, that now they have gummies, they have all of these things, and they have them in bags that look like
real
candy that you would normally buy. So whether it's supposed to be Skittles, whether it's supposed to be Starburst, or you get what I'm saying, Mike and I, whatever it is, they have them. Even in the chips and things like that, they be in the bags. Like it may say Cheetos, but it's got, you know, THC in it. So
I wasn't up on that.
Yeah. So in hearing that the 6-year-old and 10-year-old here from Milwaukee OD, they didn't die, but they OD'd on marijuana edibles. The problem
they probably is ate it a whole is bag it too.
Right. So my thing is, and I want you brothers to give me your thoughts and opinions and truth. Listeners, we want you to be able to call in 833-212-1017 or hit us up on the Truth Talk text line. Is the parents to blame for this situation, knowing how these things can really look like it's some candy sitting there and the children may have gotten hold of it? Or is it negligence because the parents or the guardians know, like, I got some, you know what I'm saying? I got these kids, and I don't want them to mistake this for that.
Can you give us any context on how they got to it?
It just on the USFIR, it just ended up saying that, I believe it's like 39th and Lloyd somewhere, or Lisbon or whatever.
Right.
So it just said the 6-year-old and the 10-year-old. So I'm saying, let's talk about where I'm
like
going with it.
They went under
No. Where I'm going with it, Dot, and the reason that we can converse on this is the fact that it happened. And how would you look at it knowing that these edibles can mimic candy, and you get what I'm saying, and you're talking about children, so that's where I'm going. So
my sister will hate this.
She thought
X-Lax was a Kit Kat bars,
right? But you get where I'm going. So
it didn't work out good.
Yeah, she learned the hard way, but the soft way. But anyway,
sorry about that.
But anyway, so my thing is with knowing that it's accessible like that. Do we blame the parents solely?
And typically, typically, I would be of the mind to, okay, you know, kids have a mind of their own. But these ain't young adults. These ain't teenagers.
Right.
These are toddlers, right?
Six and ten.
Six and ten, pretty much. That's a toddler, and the other one is just out of being a toddler. So they
you call a six a toddler?
Yeah, that's a toddler.
Yeah, let him get to a point.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's a toddler. Call a toddler? What's six? Six is a toddler. That's in my opinion. That's they just now having their brain formalized. Listen, the point is this: at that age, they probably thought it was candy, and because of the way that it's presented and the way that it's packaged, as a parent, if you know you got these edibles. And you know you got kids around, you should have them in a place where they are unreachable. It's like a gun. You should have it in a place where it's unreachable to the youth. You have a responsibility when taking edibles, when using any type of recreational drug that is semi-quasi-legal, to put it up from the youth so that they don't get it. And when that happens, there's nobody else to blame but the person who brought those drugs into the house. You can't blame nobody else. And then I'm not going to say it was the parents, because it might have been an older brother or older sister that brought them in, because we don't know. But I'm going to say whoever brought those edibles in the house are to blame, because they didn't put them away from the kids.
I like rules. Yeah. I like rules and regulations. I'm Gen X, so we had keys and... you know what I'm saying? We latched the keys. You know, hey, don't touch this. You don't go in this room.
Yeah.
You don't do this.
We'll deal with it on the other side. We got to get ready to take care of some bills, because, you know, even that, you get what I'm saying? Children are going to be children in a lot of situations. Again, we're talking about the two children from Milwaukee who OD'd on marijuana edibles on yesterday here in the city. And what's your thoughts and opinions? How can things like this be prevented? Is it the parent? Is it just carelessness? Should the children have listened to the instructions? So you can end up calling in at 833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 101.7 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is The Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Mm. 101.7 The Truth is the home of Milwaukee Public Schools City Conference basketball. It is ladies' night. We have a great game of girls basketball for you as the Milwaukee School of Languages Hawks take on the Milwaukee Hamilton Wildcats. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. tonight. The City Conference game of the week on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. The Truth app and 101.7thetruth.com is sponsored by Milwaukee Public Schools and presented by Gruber Law Offices. Oh, so let me ask y'all this.
Wow. That was for the Wildcats.
Hey, Ricky, maybe you know. I don't know if Doc or Homer knows. When they do the games on the website, are they actually showing the games? Like
that I don't know.
Oh, I wonder if they actually show the game, because I would have loved that in high school.
Real
when I went to Riverside and we would play King or some rivalry type of games,
mm-hmm.
and you got to real commentator on the side of the court, oh, we would have acted a fool.
Right. This is The Truth Be Told on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow. That is MC
Dame Elsie.
And the legendary
Midwest Mixer Doug B.
And I want to go to you because you were about to make your point. We were talking about the fact that here in Milwaukee, on yesterday, two children, ages 6 and 10 years old, OD'd on some marijuana edibles to where they had to be rushed to the hospital. So we're talking about, you know, who's to blame here, especially knowing that this new packaging that they have for all of these different drugs, was it made negligence
like,
on
it's
the,
like, it's
the
like
parents
guns, guns
or
that
the
look
guardians.
Like,
yeah.
That look like Hello Kitty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever, like, of course
it was a BB gun. It was really air, you know. So,
real
yeah.
Talk.
So, but what's your thoughts on it, Doc?
Okay, and I think this further, me and DJ New Style, he calls himself New Style. Sorry about that, King of the Clubs. We argue about this all the time because he's a big proponent of legalizing weed. And I said about legalizing weed that we haven't acted maturely or responsibly with alcohol nor prescription drugs.
Mm.
So even though I'm a big proponent, I don't do.
I was going to say, I remember you talking about that was one of your things was legalization of marijuana.
I want to use it to better, you know, to help out the potholes. Pun intended. I want to help out the potholes. I want to use it for you know what I'm saying?
That was a good one.
Yeah, respect. So I want to use it, but I'm like, two things I don't like. I don't like people's behavior when I let them police themselves on their, you know, how many pills for the Percocets, for the perks. And then I don't like the politicians once they get the money and how they're using it. So I'm in the middle on both ways. So I say I'm in limbo. So I'm a proponent of it, but I don't like the, you know how you give your kid or your partner or whoever so much leeway,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they just don't. They ain't doing right. Like we said about MPS. We're like, what'd you do with the other 84 million?
So that's your thing is about the legalization of it. But how do you feel about
this specifically?
It
leads to the point of where we need super deep regulation on it, and we need to have. I don't like it at all.
Yeah,
I'm big on behavior and foundation. What Homer said is what my nephew says. He's 34, 30. He said, "Come on, man, kids gonna be kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They gonna get into stuff." And I'm like,
and it's your job as the adult in that, especially controlling something that's in you. Not to cut you off, Doc, but controlling something that's in your home. Especially when it's like you want to lock the, if you got little kids, you lock the liquor up.
Yep.
You put it in
tough.
A place they can't reach.
Real tough.
That's because you know if they get to it, they're going to get drunk and they're going to tear something up. So you got to put it up.
Going to the Truth Talking text line. Remember, you can call in and give us your thoughts and opinions on this particular topic, talking about the two children that OD'd here in Milwaukee on marijuana edibles. LT on the Truth Talk text line said again, this is a parenting issue. They be so high and irresponsible, they're leaving marijuana gummies out and guns, putting children's lives in danger. And said, by the way, when I was a child, there could be a family-sized bag of Ruffles on the kitchen counter and a fresh package of French onion dip in the refrigerator. We better not touch nothing without asking mom or dad.
That's real.
Yeah,
that's real. Oh, yeah. The older ones, we can relate to that, for sure.
And Para Lloyd said on the YouTube page, definitely the parents, how you keep something like that in reaching, knowing it's babies around, shaking my head.
Yeah, that part, the Ruffles and all of that part. Because if you touch, listen, my mother, this is sidebar, but it goes back to what we're talking about here in the parenting, is my mother used to like those LaCroix waters, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
The reason she liked them is because we didn't. Right,
she ain't got to worry about it.
She ain't got to worry
about
it.
Like me and my sister.
But
man,
at that point,
why you eat my nutty nutty buddy
but
peanut butter sandwich cookies? She like all
is,
the cookies.
Is
like,
the LaCroix waters? If she had gotten to the point where she can't drink her regular sodas, we would drink the sodas. Woo woo wham. So now she's broken down to the LaCroix. If we touch them LaCroix, all hell would break loose. If she come home from teaching 8 hours dealing with kids, and she come to that refrigerator, and that LaCroix that she left in there is cracked open, sipped,
even cracked,
poured out, whatever it is.
You going to learn today.
You going to learn.
Try to put the can back up there, and ease it back in there after you pour something out.
That's what parenting is. That's what parenting is, and that's you're disciplining your children, and you let them know this is not going to be acceptable in my home. And in this case, whoever the parent was or the authoritative figure didn't let those children know, if I have candy, that don't mean you got candy. That means I got candy.
And there's got to be a consequence.
And if you
there's
touch, be a if you go through my candy, it's going to be so some of it has to be on
gotta
the kids,
be hit.
Too.
It ain't got
to
be physical.
And it's discipline on the parents. Like, this is they didn't set the tone with those kids. This is my stuff. That's your stuff. Don't touch my stuff without asking first. And that's part of parenting as well.
You said don't call you at work. But you be on so-and-so house.
Said don't. But
and then I called you, but you didn't pick up. And so
here's the advocate part. Mama loves Skittles, and so do the kids. You could tell me these my Skittles. Don't touch them. But they look like my Skittles.
Listen.
So I didn't think I was touching your Skittles.
You can say that
unless
now.
You'd have locked them up somewhere and said,
I'm not saying they shouldn't be locked
not.
Up. They should definitely edibles should definitely be locked up someplace in a safe or whatever the
like
case
guns,
may be.
Like they were saying.
For whatever reason. Because if it was weed, you just wouldn't leave weed on the table. And
absolutely.
That's what it is.
Wait a minute, would they?
I would hope not. I would hope
not.
We
don't,
responsible people wouldn't.
Responsible people wouldn't just leave.
What you call them, PKS?
PWKs.
PWK?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So responsible people, you would hope they wouldn't. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they wouldn't. And then you wouldn't leave. You ain't going to leave cocaine on the table. You ain't going to, hopefully you're not using cocaine.
Let me tell you something.
You wouldn't do that.
Let me tell you something about all of what you're saying right now. When I taught at Brown Street Academy, Brown Street School, when they had, it's called extended day. So that's what we have them in the beginning. Then they have the regular school day. Then we have them afterwards. One time I made the mistake that I stopped making. I said, they did something. I said, do you do that at home? And they said, yes.
Yeah. You thought you were saying something. You thought you were saying something. And you learned that day.
I was saying a damn thing.
Don't do it here. That's all you can say back. Well, I ain't your mama. Don't do it here.
There you go. You got to take that command.
Well, back in the day, you could say that. Do you do that at home? And then we would be like, our generation. Because you'd be like, no, we don't do that. Because
you could call a parent or guardian, and that child was going to get checked. They ain't getting checked no more. The parent or the guardian, actually, the PWKs, they coming up there to check you.
It's rare that
none against Brown Street Academy. Bro.
It's rare that you find now where, and they still exist, because I deal with youth and I mentor youth. And so I know the parents I deal with, if I call one of the youth I got and I call a mother and I say, hey, X, Y, and Z is acting wild today. They be like, let me talk to them. And so them type of parents, they still out there, but they rarely exist.
Right. All right. Black Conscience, we see you on the Truth Lines. We will get Black to you after we take care of some bills. Again, we're talking about the two children here in Milwaukee who OD'd on marijuana edibles. They're 6 years old.
I feel like it's the first 48 in here.
Well, you can give us a call on the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio, The Avenue here in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow, along with the legendary
Doc B.
And, of course, MC.
Dame Elsie in the building.
All right. Black Conscious has been patiently holding on the truth line, so we're going to go to the line. Great morning, Black Conscious from Milwaukee. You are on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And what's your thoughts on this particular topic? We're talking about the two children that OD'd. So what's your thoughts, man, your comments or your opinions on this?
Grand Rising, brothers. Gentlemen, peace and blessings. So one thing, let me start off. My moms used to love 7-Ups back when they was in a green bottle. And we got a lesson from that because you know what else came back in the green bottle back then? Lassiter. So, you know, my younger brother and them didn't believe Fat Meek was greasy. And, you know, they would hit her at night and she would get upset. She said, okay, I got something for you. Who did it? Nobody did it. I'll find out in a minute. Nobody knew what she was talking. You follow the rest.
Yes, sir.
So with that being said, man, I first want to acknowledge the families that are going through this and the individuals who made that mistake. And I don't want to, you know, not dismiss their pain for making a costly mistake. And let's lift them in prayer as these two young leaders are now meeting their ancestors. So
they're not deceased. Black Conscious.
They just OD'd.
We clarified it a little earlier.
You know what? I do have visions of Freddy's dad curled up. With a needle.
They were rushed to the hospital. It was serious,
but they're not curled up in the corner with a needle.
And
a heroin needle.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not. Okay. You know, it's bad, but it's not.
Father.
I apologize. We apologize for that. That means we do a good job. We make it compelling.
I'm catching on right now. I'm like, what?
Right.
And I didn't want to really, like, drag anybody through the mud because even though still.
No.
Even though still, you know, they going through this, they need prayer and uplifting right now.
No, you can spank with a loving hand. I appreciate what you're saying. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, right. Brother. You know what I'm saying? Because they going through it way more than we could ever send them through. Because now here come all these other entities in the family, digging and prying, and you got to answer to this, and that could be stressful within itself. I can only imagine.
Yes, sir.
So, with that being said, brother, peace and blessings. Knowledge, yourself, and good health to you all. Let's thrive in 25.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Black Conscious. On the Truth Talk text line, Chris S. said, I have dogs, and I still know better than to leave hazardous things in the areas they can reach.
Mm-hmm.
There has been too many cases of children being harmed by things that they should not even have had. We have to be more careful and cautious because these are your children.
We got a PSA that says when you high,
just ended up
playing. You're not the same.
Yeah.
That's an adult. At least 16.
The actual words were, being high makes you feel different.
Yep. When you're high, you feel different.
Right.
Yeah,
feel different when you high. That's why you get high, to feel different.
It's on purpose.
So
that's the purpose.
You know,
it did its job.
Yeah, right. So you know, the thing is, what's the right and wrong? And what I am hearing that there are more people leaning towards that it is still the parents or the guardian's responsibility to make sure that these type of situations, accidents, don't happen.
There's
definitely some negligence on behalf of the parents or the guardian.
Or someone. Yeah, someone
mm-hmm.
involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's, that was his older brother, older sister, and if you know that your older son or daughter ends up doing that kind of stuff, or you know what I mean, may have those kind of things around, I think it's still your obligation to be mindful, to mm-hmm. say, look, when you hear, I don't want that in my house, and you be having them ones in them packages, and the kids we done got hold to them, because those are the things and the warnings that you hear.
If you know your kid is doing that, and you should definitely lay those boundaries as to what they should be doing. The older kids that come, the teenage kids or the kid that's 19 and 20 that's, you know, still living at home, could have left it out. We don't know what and I was trying to look it up because I get emails from the police department about things that have happened overnight and I didn't see anything. Mm-hmm. So we want to know what the details of it was, but regardless of whatever the details of it may have been, the point is if you are doing these types of drugs or whatever it is, there's a responsibility that you take when you're doing them that you should be like, I need to put this up.
Correct.
So my little brother and little sister don't get it. I need to take some type of responsibility and put this away so that this doesn't occur.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah, because unfortunately now with the recreational drugs being so much more accepted and the fact that people are talking about, you know, we need to go on and legalize it, this, that, and the other, I think it's going to just you as a parent or a guardian or a responsible adult, you're going to have to up your game. Because, again, if you are a consumer of recreational drugs, then I just think that you have to heighten your awareness because of the fact that you got kids. Because they're going to be getting a secondhand high if you smoke it in your house.
Yeah.
If while you're driving them to the daycare, driving them to school, you know what I'm saying, and you smoking in the vehicle. You know, they're going to go into the school or they're going to go wherever they're going, and you're going to feel that, hey.
Don't do this. Hey, man. Right. Make sure you call me.
So what is you doing?
Listen, right. In a minute it's going to be, and for this to be legalized, there is going to have to. They're going to have to start having PSAs like the one we just had in the commercial break, where he said, you know, being high makes you feel different. It does, and also they're going to have PSAs that's going to say if you have edibles in your house, make sure you store them away, like they do for the prescription drugs. Before it's too late, if you have prescription drugs in your house, make sure you store them away. Keep them away from. Make sure you count your pills. Know how many pills you got in there. If you got edibles, make sure you count in your edibles and make sure your kid ain't topping off your edibles, you know, taking some off, skimming off the top. Make sure that's not happening. So it's going to happen for legalization to take place. Because like Doc said, the responsibility of what's going on is that I don't trust people to not be irresponsible with these things when it becomes legal. And now it's you have situations like we just had.
Absolutely. On the YouTube page, RC Creation Muse said 10 is elementary school. If it was left out in the opening, there can be negligence there. If the child searched and found, you can't blame the parents for that. That's life. There was one that was 6 years old and the other one was 10 years old. And great morning to Cindy B. Roberson. Thank you for logging on to the YouTube page. And the lines are open, 833-212-1017, to get your thoughts and opinions.
We just had a debate that if what the person said on the YouTube was that if the child went and got it, meaning like they put the chair down, then they stood up, they went inside the shoebox with the secret or stash in there and got it. And I said, to a degree, that is a problem with your child. And Dame disagreed.
I think as a parent, you have to keep that in mind. You have to be like, you have to treat it like it's a weapon, like it's a gun, right? Like, because it can hurt them. These two kids OD'd and had to be rushed to the hospital. It could have been worse. You know, they could have died or anything like that if they took too many, depending upon how much they took. Because they're young. Their body can't take all of that, right? So you have to... You can't just put it in the box on top of the fridge and say, you know, don't touch this box. You know what I mean? Because back in the day, that would have worked. But we know now that ain't working. So you have to, you could go buy, if you're going to have edibles in your house all of the time, either leave them in the car or something in the trunk.
Why can't it work now? It's not working now. It's not working. The parents ain't doing what they're supposed to do.
I'm just saying, you have to understand the responsibility that you have and understand that if you're going to have this type of stuff in the house, you're going to have it someplace where it's locked up.
With great potency comes great responsibility.
Yep. Right. We got to get ready to go and take care of some bills. Again, RC Creation Muse on the YouTube page said, are people going to start suing because companies are making edibles look like like candy? Should they make it harder to open these types of candies? Mm. And Melisandre Stego says, so should we call CPS? So we got to get ready to take care of some bills. And again, the line to call in, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and Twitter at 1017 The Truth. We will have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Would you do for me?
If you do for me, I will do, for you. If you do for me, I will do for you.
Well, excuse me, let me let you know the time on how I feel and what's on my mind.
This is Truth Be Told on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am the legendary Home of Blow. He is the legendary
Doc B.
And this is MC
Dame Elsie's.
And we're talking about the fact that here in Milwaukee, and we know it's not just in Milwaukee, but we're faced with a real life situation here in Milwaukee where two children, a 6-year-old and 10-year-old, OD'd on marijuana edibles. They didn't pass, but they did have to be rushed to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that we should take lightly. And I hope that it is a wake-up call for more people. On the YouTube page, Cadence Robinson said, I have smoked and had THC products for 20 years and 7 kids. Never have they got into my stuff. You have to hide and put away from kids, just like guns or anything that's dangerous.
That's all
we're saying. And that's it. Like, my thing is, I'm big on accountability and responsibility. Right. So you know what I'm saying? If you know that you did something and it wasn't right, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to say, you know what? I screwed up.
I own this.
You get what I'm saying? And you got to own it. And a lot of people will be like, well, it ain't like nobody else don't have weed in their house and this, that, and the other. But you get what I'm saying? We don't know because they haven't had two children that had to be rushed to the hospital. You feel what I'm saying? So don't try to compare it to that. Right. And I think that's one of the issues that we tend to have. You know what I'm saying?
People comparing apples to oranges in most situations. And I agree with what that text to talk line person said, and you shouldn't. You have to treat it like it's a contraband. You know, you have to treat it like it's a weapon. You have to treat it with that much seriousness, or else something like this can take place.
Absolutely. On the Truth Talking text line, Bradley Thurman said, "There has never been an overdose death from weed." Well. Who wants the FAFO? Who wants the FAFO?
Who wants to find out?
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Who wants the FAFO? I don't think Bradley, and I appreciate your thoughts and comments. But
and never first died, of jumping off the garage. I never judged.
Brad, I'm glad you're listening. Because if that's my man, Brad, what's up? But Brad, come on, man. These is kids, man.
Right.
These 6 and 10-year-olds.
Is they dead?
To the kids.
But did they die?
Not yet.
What is
did you die?
What are we talking about here?
Ken,
what are we talking about here?
What about Dr. Ken, be like, but did they die? You know what I'm saying? So
we laughing, but it ain't funny.
Yeah, it's not funny at all.
But that was a funny comment.
Yeah, we're going to go to the truth line.
Smoking.
We got the caller from Milwaukee. You are on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Great morning. What's your comments or opinions on this topic, bro?
Doc, Damon, what I'll say is maybe not from weed there's been no documented deaths, but weed products are much more likely to have something else on them that not only children but adults can pass away from, which is why I'm a proponent of whatever you're doing, if it's in its natural form, and I mean whatever drug that people choose to, and I don't call weed a drug, but whatever substance you choose to inebriate yourself with, in its natural form is always going to be less harmful and less likely. And particularly with weed, if you're smoking it as an adult should, as I would advise, even as an adult, it's less likely that you'll pass away, even if something that's not weed is on that, because you're ingesting it slower, and you may notice that you're feeling or smelling something different. Edible, you put that in your mouth, and it's in your body, in your bloodstream, and whatever's on there is on there. So that is processed drugs, similar to crack being processed from powdered cocaine substance. So, you know.
That's an excellent point.
You get it how you live, and home, your point of being responsible with guns, with anything, with cleaning chemicals, anything that can harm a six-year-old should be out of their reach, and that's what a responsible parent does.
That's an excellent point you just made.
Do y'all remember the mean face? What was the mean face?
Yeah, I was going to say, Mr. Yuck.
You can put Mr. Yuck on there and tell him anything you see that on, don't touch it.
Yeah, we old.
That's actually a good idea.
Mr. Yuck.
I just told how old we are.
Didn't you?
But you said weed isn't a drug, and then you said weed is a drug later on, just so you know.
Well, actually, I'll retract and say, at first I did say what drug you choose, and I was correcting myself because I don't consider marijuana as a drug. I consider it as a controlled substance.
Okay.
Listen. I agree with everything.
You know, when I'm wrong, like Holmes said, when I'm wrong, it's a Pergo to thank God.
Yes, sir.
But when we wrong,
you went there.
On the rare occasion that we lose, wrong, we admit it.
My man.
Yeah, all day long, polite.
Respect.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that God Pergo conversation alone.
Man, absolutely, absolutely.
Can't divide it. Can you, Holmes?
No, hey, man, listen, we all good, man. We are per golden.
Vincent Viking, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right, all right. Thank you for the call, man. Thank you for the call. Man, it is about that time.
Can I just say this real quick?
Yeah.
I agree with what he was saying about the I never thought about it, but it's like, okay, they took cocaine and made it into crack. They taking the THC from the weed and they're infusing it into these gummies and all of this other stuff. So the potency of it is multiplied. So we can say, like Brad was saying, there's never been nobody to OD from weed, but when you're multiplying it and infusing it into these gummies, that's an amount of THC that people haven't been normally ingesting. And so we don't know what could happen.
Especially at that age.
Yeah, you don't know what could happen when you take a whole bag of that, you know?
All right. Well, it's been a great show, fellas.
Excellent show.
It's been great, and I hope people got a lot out of it. Cindy B. Roberson said, we have to protect our children and love them. They are our future for real. It's time for the truth of the matter on truth. Of course, we're going to start out with the legendary Doc.
Hey, my truth of the matter is, last time I checked, weed wasn't even legal, is it? Hasn't been legalized yet. Why? What are we even talking about? It reminds me when someone's, I'm gonna go there, but I don't want to go there. It's like they go, the Bible, it's wrong. Slavery is wrong, but but here are the rules for slavery. You know what I mean? So. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? I thought it wasn't even legal to even have weed for adults, period. So I think my thing is that I want to see us be more responsible, and I'm gonna take a page from Black Conscience and say, first I want to get to make sure the kids is all right and that the children are all right, and then I hope that those whoever made the mistake can learn from their mistakes, and we can do a better job as a community and village.
MC Dame Elzy, what is your truth of the matter?
My truth of the matter is, watch what's going on with TikTok, y'all. Watch, understand what's happening with it, that they basically strong-armed China out of control of TikTok so they could give it to Elon Musk. What we have is a proletariat type of government where everything is about the 1%, and if they can get it, they're going to get it, so they're going to get it for their cronies, and that's what they did with TikTok. They got it for Elon Musk. He finna make more money, and they going to control it.
And, of course, my truth of the matter, legendary home of blow, is we have to take accountability. We have to take responsibility. We can't keep pushing it off and acting like, well, they didn't do this, they didn't do that. We have children that are our future. And if we don't take responsibility, how can we expect and transition them to take responsibility and accountability? Because we got a lot of that that's going on. Nobody wants to take accountability for their actions. And sometimes it's definitely starting from the top. They learned it from somewhere. And of course, TikTok, the clock is going. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. And that is my truth of the matter. Thank you for tuning in, logging on, and checking us out on YouTube. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you, and I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the morning, afternoon, evening, night, early morning, and hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within the minute direction of your family.